not move along water.
You mean it's confused, said Simony.
Screwed up, said Didactylos, happily. Brother lay in the pointed end, looking down at the water. A small squid siphoned past, just under the surface. He wondered what it was, and knew it was the common bottle squid of the class Cephalopoda, phylum Mollusca, and that it had an internal cartilaginous support instead of a skeleton, and a well-developed nervous system, and large image-forming eyes that were quite similar to vertebrate eyes. The knowledge hung in the forefront of his mind for a moment and then faded away.
Brother whispered.
What?
What are you doing?
Trying to get some sleep. Tortoises need a lot of sleep, you know.
Simony and Erne were bent over the philosophical engine. Brother stared at the globe, a sphere of radius R, which therefore had a volume V equals 4 over 3 pi triple R and surface area A equals 4 pi triple R dash.
Oh, my God.
What now?
Said the voice of the tortoise. Didactylos's face turned towards Brother, who was clutching at his head.
What's a pie?
Didactylos reached out a hand and steadied Brother.
What's the matter? Said Om.
I don't know. It's just words. I don't know what's in the books. I can't read.
Getting plenty of sleep is vital, said Om. It builds a healthy shell.
Brother sagged to his knees in the rocking boat. He felt like a householder coming back unexpectedly and finding the old place full of strangers. They were in every room, not menacing, but just filling the space with their there-ness.
The books are leaking.
I don't see how that can happen, said Didactylos. You said you just looked at them. You didn't read them. You don't know what they mean.
They know what they mean.
Listen, they're just books. Of the nature of books, said Didactylos. They're not magical. If you could know what books contained just by looking at them, Erne there would be a genius.
What's the matter with him? Said Simony.
He thinks he knows too much.
No, I don't know anything. Not really know, said Brother. I just remembered that squids have an internal cartilaginous support.
I can see that would be a worry, said Simony.
Priests. Mad, the lot of them.
No, I don't know what cartilaginous means.
Skeletal connective tissue, said Didactylos. Think of bony and leathery at the same time.
Simony snorted.
Well, well, he said, we live and learn, just like you said.
Some of us even do it the other way round, said Didactylos.
Is that supposed to mean something?
It's philosophy, said Didactylos. And sit down, boy. You're making the boat rock. We're overloaded as it is.
It's being buoyed upward by a force equal to the weight of the displaced fluid,
muttered Brother, sagging.
Except that I don't know what buoyed means.
Erne looked up from the sphere.
We're ready to start again, he said. Just bail some water in here with your helmet, mister.
And then we shall go again.
Well, we could start getting up steam, said Erne.
He wiped his hands on his toga.
You know, said Didactylos, there are different ways of learning things. I'm reminded of the time when old Prince Lasgir of Tussort asked me how he could become learned, especially since he hadn't got any time for this reading business. I said to him, there is no royal road to learning, sire. And he said to me, bloody well build one, or I shall have your legs chopped off. Use as many slaves as you like. A refreshingly direct approach, I always thought. Not a man to mince words. People, yes, but not words.
Why didn't he chop your legs off? Said Erne.
I built him his road, more or less.
How? I thought that was just a metaphor.
Hey, you're learning, Erne. So, I found a dozen slaves who could read, and they sat in his bedroom at night whispering choice passages to him while he slept.
Did that work?
Don't know. The third slave stuck a 6-inch dagger in his ear. Then, after the revolution, the new ruler let me out of prison and said I could leave the country if I promised not to think of anything on the way to the border. But I don't believe there was anything wrong with the idea in principle.